And good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy as we preview tonight's City Commission meeting. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. It's good to have you both in here today. Of course, today is the big statewide tornado drill, Severe Weather Awareness Week, and I'm sure you guys are part of that as well.
Yeah.
We're certainly aware of it and go through our routine procedures, making sure sirens are going off, and look forward to that. And folks learning all about severe weather awareness.
How many sirens do we have here in the city of Manhattan? Do you have that on the top of your head?
I want to say it's 20-some in different areas, and we've been upgrading them over the years. We also have some voice-over sirens in some of the flood-prone areas where we can make actual recorded or live announcements on, especially in the Wildcat Creek Valley. So then the Riley County also has several sirens that they operate as well.
Okay. And so today not only is a test for everybody living in Manhattan, Riley County, Pottawatomie County, really the entire state of Kansas, but for you guys to be able to test, make sure your equipment's in proper working order.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, meeting is tonight here, kind of a light agenda this evening, but quite a few items on the consent agenda. Do you want to start there first tonight?
Sure, we can do that. We've got a couple of first readings on the agenda that are not real significant, and that's why they're there. But the first one would be to approve first read of an ordinance to amend a section of our code of ordinance that deal with certain vehicles within city park and recreation areas as well as open space areas. And essentially what this is doing is creating some rules on the operation and parking of micromobility devices. So that's kind of a theme you'll hear quite a bit on tonight's agenda. Is so it's going to regulate how e-scooters and e-bikes, if you will, so electric-assisted type vehicles that folks want to ride on our trails and in our parks and where they can park them. And so it establishes some of those rules and regulations for how folks are to do that and where they're supposed to park them. And, you know, obviously if you're on a joint-use trail, there's some rules of the road, if you will, for yielding and passing and that sort of thing. So this is a formal adoption of some of those parameters for some of our parks and open spaces and trail systems. The second one is a first reading of an ordinance to amend Chapter 9 of our code, and this deals with our cemeteries. The primary aspect of it is to allow for natural burial area at the Sunrise Cemetery. It's something that's been under discussion for a couple of years now.
For many years, it seems like.
The cemetery board last year did review some of the provisions of natural burials and made a recommendation for the commission to adopt and amend this ordinance to allow for natural burials at Sunrise Cemetery on a vote of 4-1. Charged the cemetery sexton with coming up with the rules and regulations surrounding those particular burials. And so it's really kind of a unique aspect of things. So there's an area at Sunrise Cemetery where we've identified where those particular natural burial location might be. You know, the natural burial section, it allow for any bodies to be interred that it would not allow for any bodies to be interred that have already been embalmed or interred in burial vaults. Bodies, it's intended to be a natural burial, so they can be in a cardboard box or carrier of some type, wrapped and in a shroud or something like that, and have wood carriers that must be able to biodegrade. So the pretty much the general terms for natural burial areas is that they look to be natural. So it would be just a grass area. You'd be able to identify through pins in the ground where the where the burial is to take place and where it's located. But otherwise, doesn't allow for monuments or other identified markers to be allowed. Obviously, the cemetery sexton would have a record of where those burials have taken place, but the whole idea is for that to be a very natural-looking area. And so that's the recommendation moving forward. Commission, as I said, mm-hmm. has talked about it several times, right. Believe that they're ready to provide for that option. Really doesn't have has the same price as some of our normal burials, as far as the still our crews would dig the grave and provide for the service, that sort of thing. So there isn't really any changes there. So again, first reading of the ordinance proposed for that. We have a federal funds exchange on the consent agenda. This is where KDOT, through federal funding they receive through the Surface Transportation Program, provides for an opportunity to convert some of that funding for local use. Generally, if KDOT is providing funds for local use, it has to be used on a state route. So like our state highways is a good example, or routes that primarily connect with those. Fort Riley Boulevard is also K-18. That's a pretty good example of where some of those state funds would be used. Well, this lets you utilize some of those routes off route, if you will, for some of our own local roads, and you have to convert it. So in this case, they're providing a amount just over $1 million, close to $1.1 million, and then KDOT would keep about 10% of those proceeds and allow us to keep 90% of those proceeds to use on projects that are off those state routes. So it's a great program, and the amount is significantly higher. So as an example, in 2019, that number was $595,000, which we converted to $533,000. So we're appreciative. They indicate this is probably a one-time jump in the funding that they have allowed. A couple years ago, we also saw that conversion rate dropped to about 70% instead of the 90%. So we're pleased that the state got that back up to 90%, and it does provide a good source of funds for us to be able to make improvements to some of our local roadways. Another item is some repairs to the Scenic Drive Bridge on Wildcat Creek. This is a project that is a remnant of the 2018 Labor Day flooding that occurred that really washed away a lot of the riprap and also scoured some of the bridge abutment there. So it's something we've tried a couple different times to get FEMA to help with, and they've given emphatic that they're not going to help with this. So we'd like to get the repairs done before this next high water season to help provide the appropriate level of protection that we need to there. One of the reasons that FEMA indicated they weren't going to fund it is they have a policy that if federal funds were used on the roadway or the bridge itself at any one time, and they consider this to be more of a maintenance item as opposed to a necessarily a damage repair, then it's not eligible for those FEMA assistance funds. The engineer's estimate is about $169,000, and actually the low bid that we received from two bidders was Ham Quarries or Ham Incorporated out of Perry, Kansas, and their bid was $187,254. So a little bit more than the engineer's estimate. There is some extra handling work, construction activity. You have to do the work when it won't impact the Topeka Shiner, and so there's some special protection measures that the company has to do in coordination with the repair work. So we do not believe that we'd be successful in getting any lower bids than that for this particular project, so we are recommending to the commission to proceed with the project so that the repairs can get in place before this rainy season hits us. Another item on the consent is some easement acquisitions on the Kimball Avenue and College Avenue projects in our North Campus corridor, some easements there on for some of the widening that's occurring. And then also we're asking the mayor and city clerk to enter into agreement to amend a current agreement we have with Star A Incorporated. This is for our biosolids farm operation out at our wastewater treatment plant on the south side of the river, where we apply biosolids to farmland and then have arrangements to either lease land, is in this case, and then their farmer utilizes our biosolids for their crop production and takes up those nutrients. So this is a five-year extension at the same rate as we've had over the past 5 years, which is $100 per acre. So no real changes there, but a five-year extension to that current agreement. And that's pretty much the consent agenda.
All right. Well, and, you know, the construction's already beginning over there at Kimball and College Avenue. And what the road's closed, it looks like, north of the intersection?
Right. The primary work now is on the north part of the intersection of College and Kimball. So traffic's down to two lanes on Kimball, and you can't go north on College. So you need to look for some alternate routes. Obviously, the work zone there is down to 20 miles an hour. So certainly at rush hour times, that's going to be pretty busy. And so encourage you to look for some alternate routes, either over on Claflin, depending on what part of town you're going to, or up on Marlette.
Yeah, very well-traveled area of the city right there. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into some of the other activities going on at the City Commission meeting tonight. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.